Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. And what a great morning it is. Thank God. Another day, another opportunity to serve the Lord. Want to say, oh, it's such an awesome, awesome time with mothers and daughters. And today is the day before Mother's Day. And I want to say happy Mother's Day to every mother out there, to every woman, because as we say, there is a mother inside every woman. Father God, we just want to thank you this morning. We thank you for choosing us as women to be the provider for your future generation. Father God, we just thank you for the love and the peace and the understanding that you place inside of us, the wisdom that you give us to raise the children that you send here to do the work in the kingdom. Father God, this morning I ask that you touch every mother and daughter, the entire family, that each is blessed, but most importantly, Father, that their minds are renewed and that their hearts are set on your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And Father God, this morning I ask you to touch Debbie, a friend of mine, as she sent her mother home this morning. Touch her, let her know that she's going to be in a better place. And for all the mothers out there and all the daughters, it's not just a day to celebrate mothers on Mother's Day. I just want to say you should celebrate your mother every day. Every day should be Mother's Day. Father God, we just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, let every day be Mother's Day. You know, sometimes people, they don't talk to their mother, or they don't think about their mother as much until Mother's Day. And all of a sudden, mother just becomes real on Mother's Day. You know, so amazing. On the morning of Mother's Day, the lines are jammed. I mean, you can't even get a phone call in left or right. Sometimes you have to wait to say the circuits are busy. Simply because everybody wants to say, Mother, I love you, or hello, Mother, on Mother's Day. And then you go all year and don't even communicate. Now, is that love? You have to think about that. She's mother every day. And if she's special on one day that man created, a day to say, recognize your mother on this day, what about the days that God created, say, recognize your mother on every day? Think about that. I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. And I want to thank all the listeners for joining me today on Blog Talk Radio, the Mother and Daughter Bonding Roundtable. I want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the conversation. And most importantly, I want you to join the conversation because it makes it interesting when you come in with your perspective on the topic for the day. You can do that simply by calling 347-539-5078. That's 347-539-5078. And when you decide, you know, I have something I want to say, just click one. That'll prompt me, and I'll see you, and I'll get to you as soon as I possibly can. The other way that you can join us is simply by listening on your computer. I like that there. We have more listeners on the computer than we have, you know, actually calling in, because you can only get so many people on the switchboard. But on the computer, I mean, there are people all over the world that are listening to mother and daughters talk and share. So either way, whatever way you want to do it, just join the conversation. Our stimulating topic this morning is restoration of a mother and daughter relationship, being able to restore that relationship. You know, and that's the topic that we are going to, it's going to be the thread throughout this year and probably the eternity, because there's always something that you can do to restore,
some little part. You know, you might have one part of a relationship that's really, really good, but there's always a little something that needs to be repaired, you know, that could use a little more attention to it. And that's because it's a relationship. That's because it's two people. As I do counseling with mothers and daughters or even families, I tell them, you know, don't look for the perfect day, the perfect relationship. It's not going to happen because you're going to have life. And life is will bring you things that are unexpected. So you just got to be ready with the word of God to be able to fight the fight of good faith by, you know, combating whatever comes up at that time, but you don't know what's going to come up in the next second. So even with relationships, you never know what's going to come up in that relationship, just like you don't know what's going to come up when you get up in the morning. So sometimes people, you know, they say, you know, I just be glad when we get it together. Well, you're going to get it together every day. Every day you're getting it together. You got to work on it. You got to work on it. It just doesn't come with a perfect package, because otherwise you wouldn't be living. Living is an experience. Living is how you think in your mind and react with your being to any given situation. I'd like to thank all the partners for the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network. Some wonderful people on board. It's absolutely growing. God is good. I thank you for coming on board, some wonderful things that are happening, and God's work is getting out and reaching mothers and daughters around the world. If you'd like to speak to me, you can call me at 786-462-6470. That's 786-462-6470. You can leave a message, and I'll get back with you as quickly as I possibly can. And for the newcomers that are coming on, our topic today is restoration of a mother and daughter relationship. And again, I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. You can reach me at www.drbessie.com, or you can simply send me an email at drbessie1. That's drbessie1@gmail.com. And I will respond. Let's see what else we have here. I want to do a special thanks to the Ambassador Daughters for their hard work. And I say this every week, and I mean this very from the bottom of my heart. There are four women here that work very closely with me, getting things done behind the scene. You know, I could not do it without them. And that includes all the women that are, you know, outreaching, outreach women from Atlanta, we got some in Maryland, and we got some in North Carolina and South Carolina and New York, and you name it. We have them. Philadelphia, you know, all over Miami. We have women coming from all over to help whenever we need help. So, but I have four women here that keep the heat, the fire burning, I should say. And this past weekend, they did an excellent job with the 6th Annual Mother and Daughter Appreciation Day last Saturday. It was a beautiful event. I was the guest speaker, and I just want to thank them for doing what they do. They keep the mother and daughter bonding relationship alive in the minds of mothers and daughters. They helped me to get that message out. And I also want to thank Mrs. Eva Taylor and her daughter Bianca. They were our hosts last week at the Church by the Sea. They host the 6th Annual Mother and Daughter Appreciation Day and did an excellent job. I want to thank the sponsors. We had several dance teams. We had singers. We had mothers and daughters that came out and out. It was awesome. And most importantly, I want to thank all the young women. We had so many young daughters. I mean, it was very impressive. We had daughters that were in that age from 10 to 16 or 17 that was sitting out there, that was listening to the message and actually were nodding at things that I was saying, so I knew they got it. So special thanks to all of you, and special thanks to Kiana, our young ambassador daughter, chairperson. Today, my co-host is Sandra D., who is out of town, and Cynthia Oliver. I think Cynthia's on the line with us today, and Janice Paldo. I don't think we have, those are my co-hosts. I don't think we have a special guest for today. Last week, we were so busy with the program, it just made it impossible to do the radio show. So that's why I'm looking for more and more people to come on board so somebody else can host a radio program when we're gone. Get your pen out and your paper and sit down. And if you have any thoughts, write them down and let's have a discussion afterward. Now, I just want to bring you to an update from January. We are talking about hidden secrets and the family. We talked a little bit about, you know, forgiveness and the effects of pride and, you know, what you're not saying, mother, that, you know, really could have an effect. We talked about guilt and denial, and this thing has just been running its course, you know, the role of the mother and daughter and, you know, the race, you know, how do you get to, you know, how you run this race and the expiration date of a mother and daughter relationship, and then we got to getting the best out of your mother and daughter relationship. And we did this, I think, week before last. And how do you get the best? You got to know who created the relationship. You know, you got to know some things in order to get the best. You know, you got to have certain words in your heart, your soul, and in your mind that brings up that knowledge and that wisdom, and you can only get that from God. You know, and you have to understand why God created the mother and daughter relationship, you know, because that daughter is going to be a mother one day, possibly. 9 times out of 10, she will be a mother. And she needs to know how to raise her children. And how do we do that? She's going to remember and go back in her mind and pull up things that she saw her mother do. You know, so we have to be very careful how we act and react and things that we do and say around our daughters. And again, like we say, mother, daughters, we are not perfect. We're not perfect. We make mistakes. And when we make mistakes, that just give us a reason to go to Jesus because, you know, we all are here. We all trying to do the very best we can. And thank God for Jesus that we can go get cleansed, wash up, come back out, and try it again. Okay? So we create. We talked about to create is to form, to make, to produce a thing. The relationship is the connection, the rapport, the bond. And then we talked about order. You have to be in order for things to work. You know, things have to be arranged in a certain way and organized. And then it came to honor. Honor is that respect and admiration and tribute that you have for your mother, a daughter. And last week, we talked about, or the week before last, I'd say it like that, we talked about trials and errors of a mother and daughter relationship. You know, there is no perfect mother and daughter relationship. And if you think that's what you're working toward, you know, it's all right to work toward it, but don't beat yourself up because you say, I don't have it. Just keep going, you know, and keep working on it every day. It's going to get better and better. It's because the two of you are on a journey, and that means your relationship is on a journey. You're traveling, and as you travel, you run into various situations and things happen. But you got to know, always go to the Word. That's your weapon. So now that brings us to our topic for this week. Our topic this week is restoring or restoration of the mother and daughter relationship, and that ties back onto what we were talking about last week at the 6th Annual Mother and Daughter Appreciation Day. We talked about restoration, and I wanted to get a little bit more into that today because, of course, my timing was short, and I still don't have a lot of time today, but I wanted to get to share this with the radio audience. When we're talking about restoration, first of all, we need to know exactly, so we'll be on one page, what that means. We're talking about reinstating. We're talking about reestablishing. We're talking about the return of something, the repair or mending. And then we get into forgiveness, patience, peace, joy, unconditional love. And lastly, but not least, to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. See, those are the things when you're talking about restoration. And And then we can reverse that because, see, if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you know, none of these things that we're talking about is going to make sense to you. You know, you can get on the radio with us on Saturday morning after Saturday morning, and you could say that you, you know, you got Jesus Christ in your heart and soul, but, you know, something should stick. There should be a change. You should not be doing the same thing you were doing last year this year. And if you are, you have to stop and think and say, okay, what is it that I'm doing, Lord? You know, did I miss it? Then go back and say the sinner's prayer again. You know, every time, if I'm listening to some program on TBN or whatever, and they say the sinner's prayer, I say it every time. And the thought came to me, why do you say it every time? You know, I just don't want to miss it. You know, it's not going to hurt, so just say it. You know, just in case if you miss something, just renew that thought with Jesus. And just, you know, so sometimes we have to go back and just say it again and again just to make sure we don't miss. Because, see, you've got to have that relationship with Jesus in order for your mind to receive the wisdom that you're seeking. So that's just a thought for you there. And that's how you're going to understand the things that we are talking about. Now, what we talked about last week just a little bit, and I'm going to skip ahead for the ones that was at the Sixth Annual Appreciation Day, but just for the audience, you know, I said God will never give you a daughter that he felt that you had all the answers to. He knew the fullness of her destiny when he created her. So God has given you a daughter that you don't have eyes to see, ears to hear, or a heart to conceive the fullness of her destiny. And, you know, people say, well, you know, that's a lot. Yes, it is. Because if you think about it, if you knew all about her, you wouldn't have any issues with your mother and daughter relationship. But because she's like a flower and she's constantly opening and the fragrance constantly changing, you know, you have to constantly, as a mother, be on your P's and Q's, as they say, on your guard and looking and observing and being able to adjust as she develops. You know, you may say, Dr. Bessie, what do you mean, you know, I don't have eyes to see my daughter? What is that? And I don't have ears to hear my daughter or the heart to conceive my daughter. What do you mean? Well, what I'm saying to you is that God is so big and so great in his creation that he didn't create your daughter so that you would know all about her. He created your daughter so that he would know all about her. He knows the beginning and the end. He knew before you conceived her, her fullness, even to... You know, I tell people, take a pen and make one little dot on a piece of paper. That's about the size of the seed of your daughter at conception. And in that little dot was her entire life. Now, you as a mother in the physical form, there's no way to know the entire life, because you don't even know your own entire life. So why would you know your daughter or your, or any of your children or your husband or, you know, your son? You would not know. That's where faith come in, and that's where we have to trust God. We have to trust him, because in his wisdom, he knows what he created. He knows exactly why he created your daughter. He knows exactly why he created you. He knew exactly why he sent you here. And he knows if you're going to do what he asked you to do. Don't think that you're surprising God and decide, well, I don't know if I'm going to do this today or not. He already know you decided that some time ago. He knew what you were going to do. There's no surprise. And, you know, when I look back at it and I was writing this, you know, I thought about my mother. And my mother, her journey was from December 6, 1933 to June 20, 1998. And something came over me and I became very sad. Because I thought about it, my mother only lived 65 years. That was a short life. But then, as I was sitting in my sadness, and, you know, wanted to go to a pity party, really, the Lord spoke to me. And he says, one day is like 1,000 years to me. So from that perspective, she actually lived 23,725 days, which equals to 23,725 years. And when I was writing the message, I decided my mother's lifespan, for example, she lived a long time. See, if we look at it from our perspective, I'm looking at 65 years. And I was thinking, because, you know, and I'm going to be honest because, you know, I tell you, we have an honest conversation here. I look at older people and I would say, well, Lord, why did you have to take my mother? Why did you allow her to come home? You know, look at these people. You know, they're 80 and 90 years old. You know, why didn't my mother live? And I became selfish on it. And then, Lord, remind me, your mother decided she wanted to leave. And that is true. Because when I went to speak to her and was telling her, mother, you know that you have the power to change this. You have the power to turn it around. You can ask God to save you. You're already healed. Save your mind. Help you renew your mind. Everything is through your mind. But my mother wasn't receiving that because she had already decided she wanted to go. She'd already asked God to let her come home. And once he decided she could come home, there was no change in that because God don't play like that. He said, oh, you change your mind? Okay, I'm going to change my mind too. No, once I realized that she had already asked and she had gotten confirmation, there was a spirit about her that I knew, and there was nothing I could do, nothing. But then God gave me revelation when he said she actually lived 23,725 days, which equaled to 23,725,000 years. I'm like, wow. Now that took me to a whole different level. And I realized she had a good life. She had a good life. So all of that in writing this piece about restoration, I started thinking about our relationship. So you can't go and help somebody else until you look at your own relationship. And it was constantly renewing. Even though I was raised in a way, you're talking about a Southern girl, and you didn't speak back to your mother. That was just a no-no. I didn't dare say anything back to my mother. If my mother said something, that was it. And I operated accordingly. And even if we had a discussion, it was a discussion that as an adult, it was still in a way that it would not damage the relationship to the point where we was not speaking or, you know, we had some issues that we couldn't deal with because I was from the old school. So restoration was very minor in my relationship with my mother because it was always yes, ma'am, you know. And even if you had something, you didn't talk about it, you just kept going. So you didn't think about it from that perspective. But I think about it with my daughter, and even when we have a discussion and we disagree, you know, sometimes I'll say, okay, well, you know what, we're going to taper this right now, and then we'll come back to it. Because you could see and feel that you're heading in the wrong direction. And before, now, we would really go at that discussion. We go back and forth, back and forth. Never disrespectful. I can honestly say never disrespectful, never cursing, none of that. But we would go back and forth trying to prove our point, trying to prove our point. And as she and I both grew closer into faith and the word and understanding, you know, now we'll say, you know what, let's just taper this and then come back. And then go away and think about it, and then you're going to pray on it, and then you come back. So that's restoration. That's restoring your relationship, knowing how to restore it in a peaceful manner. Sometimes you have to just back away, give a person time to think and grow and go to the Lord, and then come back to the table. But I can honestly say to you daughters that no matter what it is, you are always on your mother's mind. You are always on your mother's mind. A mother cannot have a child that is not on her mind. I don't care if she gets the child away. I don't care if she don't come back. That child is always on her mind because there is a connectiveness that is in your spirit. You will always longer for your child. And the same thing with that daughter. That daughter, and I don't care where you go. I don't care what you say. I don't care how tough you think you are. You still linger and long for your mother. That is a connection that no one can break. That's a bond that no one can break. But now what happened? Why can't you restore that relationship? Because of pride. And see, Satan work in pride. He loves to talk to you. He loves to tell you exactly why you shouldn't, because she didn't, and it goes on and on and on. And then eventually you'll just say, I'm not doing it. She needs to come to me. Or I'm not doing it. She needs to come to me. And there again is the divide. Satan does not want restoration in the relationship between a mother and daughter, because he knows if that mother and daughter come together, it's going to strengthen the next generation. So to make generation after generation weaker and weaker and weaker, he jumps in the midst. And in the midst of it, he keeps the conflict going over little things. So sometimes you have to back away and just look at it, see what he's doing, and then you have to take it to God. Because, you know, the one thing that I like and the one thing that keeps my faith centered, when God says, no man asks for wisdom, well, every man that asks for wisdom gets it. And hopefully I'm saying it exactly right. But every man that asks for wisdom receives wisdom. And that, to me, keeps my faith centered. Because he didn't say you had to be good, you had to be a certain way to receive it. He said every man that asks for wisdom receive it. So there is no doubt about that. Every mean every. So with that, when you go to the Father, I need wisdom on this daughter, or I need wisdom on my mother, and you're going to get it. Now, that to me is, I can't even waver on that, because my faith is so strong, because there's nothing to waver on. It's every man that asks for wisdom, get it. And he can't lie. So I go and say, okay, Lord, I need wisdom on this. And give me understanding. And that's what you have to do, mothers and daughters. Ask for the wisdom. But now in order to receive it and understand it, you got to have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior so you can get the full understanding of it. You can hear the words, but do you know what to do? All of this is a part of restoration, to restore that relationship. I mean, you don't want to go for the rest of your life and not speak to your mother. You have to honor your mother. Because the one thing that God says again is that you must honor your mother and father so that your days will be long. Every day you dishonor your mother or father, you are lessening your days. Now, I didn't say that. God said it. So he didn't say, and then you have to give respect to your daughter, but that daughter has to honor that parent. Because then it goes back to what we were talking about a couple of weeks ago, talking about honor, talking about order. There is an order in the family. When there is a father, a mother, an older child, and the ages go down, that's the ranking. That baby cannot jump above everybody and go to their father. And he demonstrates that to us. Everything that God wants us to do, he demonstrated in the Bible. So you can't say you don't know. And he told you, you cannot, there's an order and there's a ranking with us. We cannot go to the Father except going through Jesus. It's not going to happen. You already said, you got to come through Jesus. Unless you come through me, you can't get to the Father. So if you're trying to go to the Father, and you haven't received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he's not going to hear you. He already told you. There's an order here. And that's the same thing with your mother and daughter relationship. There's an order. Daughter, you cannot get past your mother. So I would suggest that you start on restoration. Restore the relationship. Your life is going to be better. You're going to be happier. You're going to be able to do more, receive more. And you'll be a doer of the word. Now, does that mean that every mother is right all the time? No. As a mother, we are not right all the time. We do the very best that we know how. But as a Christian clinical psychologist, I tell you, I run into so many mother and daughter relationships that the disconnect is over something very simple. Very simple. It's never anything basically major. It's some simple something that Satan has just built up in your mind, made it seem like it's like the shadow of death. It's huge because it's only a shadow. It's not the reality. And from that, by the time you get through with that intro conversation and having that conversation being clogged with words that are not your own, you don't know who you are and what you're thinking. And by the time you go to someone who has less sense than you, telling you what to do, then you really got a problem. Because what you're doing now, you're going to someone else that don't even know. Because if anybody's telling you anything, then the word of God, then you don't need to be talking to them. And I'm going to say that again. If anybody's telling you anything that's not written in that Bible, that's not the word of God, then you don't need to be talking to them, mother or daughter. Because then that is not the road to restoration. That is not going to get you back where you need to be. Because I can tell you, just like Debbie this morning, who's going to send her mother home, I went last night, and she's in the best of spirits. Now, we all, anyone that has lost a mother, know it takes a toll on your heart. And you have to really get yourself together just to even be around people because you're mourning your loss. But I spoke to her last week, and I simply adore her mother. And when I first met her mother, we connected. Beautiful woman. And her spirits was up, and I was like, wow, Debbie, I said, I am so proud. I mean, I was looking for her to be broken because she's the only girl, and her and her mother is very, very tight. I mean, they were close. But she had peace because she knew her mother was going home and she knew her mother had suffered terribly. But if she had not had the type of relationship that she had with her mother, her spirits would not have been as high. And I know today when they take her mother out that that's going to touch her heart, and it will probably break her down to some degree of sadness. But deep down inside, she knows that they restored as they went along. So there was nothing left, and she did a final restoration of their relationship before her mother left. So she's good. And you don't want to get to the point where you leave things undone, because once they carry her down there, down that aisle, that's it. And then you got to live with it. And most people cannot recover. It takes them years just to get to forgive themselves. And sometimes people never forgive themselves. And therefore, you don't get the fullness and the joy and the peace and the love that God has given you, because you're so crowded in your mind with unforgiveness. So my message today, for all the daughters, all the mothers. There's nothing that important that you can't work on restoration. Because what it does, it affects your grandchildren, your great-grand, and your great-great-grand. So stop being selfish. It's not all about you. You're not that important. It's about the babies. And God is watching you as mothers and how you handle your situation with your daughter. Think about it. Thank you for listening. That's the message on restoration. And I'm going to open up the lines this morning. If you want to talk about restoration, you can click on 1, and I'll open up the lines this morning. Good morning. How you doing, Cynthia?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
I am well. Good. We're talking about restoration this morning, and the Lord just placed on my heart that it has got to be the theme for mothers and daughters. We got to cut out the foolishness. You know, God is watching, and we are women. We are Christians. You know, we just, you got to do what you got to do to restore that mother and daughter relationship because it's holding up the work of the kingdom. So anyway, I finished my piece. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Cynthia.
That's quite all right. That's quite all right. I was just sitting here reading my daily devotion this morning, and it was saying concerning righteousness in the heart of man, and you said it best, God has all the facts about that daughter, about that mother. And so because he has all the facts, we as mothers and we as daughters, we just have to, like you said, you have to go to the Word. You really have to go to the Word in order that you can be restored. It's a restoration of the soul and the spirit in order that you can be restored to a relationship. Mm-hmm. And if you don't allow God to restore your heart, you almost will not find that place in your heart have that broken. That brokenness for that relationship. And so when we're looking at mothers and daughters relationship, there has been a break somewhere. And without both parties being open to the restoration of the whole thing, I mean, one person want to do it, the other one is in resistance, and they're going to be that tug of war because both parties have to want the relationship to be restored, and both parties have to be open to allow that person to be that person, because we create more misery on the other person when we're being resistant, when we're blaming, and how can restoration come when you're constantly blaming somebody for what they did or didn't do? It is what it is. I mean, it's not an excuse, because there is no excuse. Mothers were designed to be and do a certain thing, but here's the thing. They didn't do it. Now what? You're going to continue to hold on to those grudges? And like you said, once they're gone, they're gone. And so as a woman who has lost her mother, I assure you, you do not want that mother to leave here without being restored, that relationship being restored. Because I was just studying, and it says women, there are more women, the majority of women, when it comes to counseling, that's who the clients are. They're women. Because we're very emotional.
Yeah. That is so true. And the thing of it is, too, is that mothers have to realize, even if your daughter is not communicating with you, you have authority. See, that's the ranking. That's the order. You have authority to speak to Satan. You have authority over Satan because that's your child. And God has given you authority. And you got to fight that battle for that child. And it will turn around. That's the thing. You can't make a person talk to you, but it will turn around. If you stand on that word, I guarantee you, one day you're going to look up and she's going to be standing in front of you. It will happen. Let me get another caller in here, Cynthia, and I'll be right back to you, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Okay, hold on. Good morning. Good morning, Angela.
Oh, good morning. I didn't know you got me. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I just wanted to call. I'm probably way off topic, but I just wanted to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers listening, and especially to you, my mom.
Thank you.
I was just thinking about you this morning. I was thinking, and I said, Lord, you know, you gave Mama an assignment, and she is just so faithful to the radio show and to everything that she's doing. And I'm just really proud of you for sticking to your dedication to be on the radio show every morning. And I know you know that I love you, and I was talking to Aunt Janice yesterday, and we were just saying that how, you know, we don't do a lot of things that traditionally mothers and daughters do on Mother's Day, you know, because you're in Florida and I'm here and all that kind of thing, but it doesn't even matter to us. We still, you know, it's like Mother's Day every day. So I just wanted to tell you that I'm very proud of you and what you're doing and for sticking to your radio show and being so dedicated to what God is telling you to do. And it really taught me something this morning to make me look at my dedication to what God has given me. You know, how dedicated am I? Would I be getting up every Saturday morning to do something, or would I allow my schedule to get too busy or things to happen? And so I just wanted to tell you that I appreciate that in you, and happy Mother's Day.
Wow. You know you're making me cry, don't you?
Thank you.
You know, sometimes
I don't cry.
I know. But, you know, I appreciate that because people think that it's easy to get up, you know, and to follow what God tells you to do. You know, there's a magazine, and there's the mothers and daughters that he sent, and then there's the radio program on Saturday morning. And it may seem like it's easy, but it's not easy because I have to get up and I have to really listen to see what the Holy Spirit is saying to me. And, yes, I like everybody else. I like to lay up on Saturday mornings, too, and do it. I'm not doing it because I get paid or anything. I don't get paid for this. I do through God, don't get me wrong, more than I could ever. I mean, it's not a monetary thing for me. It's being obedient. And then God gave us a television show, which we shot all day yesterday, and I keep going. And for you to say that to me today, that means more to me. It gives me the strength to keep going that you recognize, because the one thing that I want is that you understand that you have a journey too, and for you to do what God is asking you to do. And if we as mothers and daughters do what we are sent here to do, we don't have time to deal with other people's business, because you're going to be so busy doing what God asks you to do. So that's the best Mother's Day present I can get. And, of course, we talk every day, 2 or 3 times a day, and it's Mother's Day for us all the time, and I truly love you, and I thank you for that. But you made me cry on radio, so anyway.
I didn't mean to do that.
I'm trying to get myself together so I could talk. Oh, God. Thank you. I love you.
I love you, too. I got to go.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, man. Okay, listening audience, that was the real deal right there. She caught me off guard there. Oh, wow. Good morning, Janice. How are you doing this morning? Janice is our co-host.
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, that was so sweet.
I tell you. Look, girl,
nice surprise.
I'm trying to be the host here. But anyway, we're talking about restoration and relationships between mothers and daughters. What is your take on that this morning?
Thank God for what you said, because when you said that we have authority, and I have to say, encourage myself. I want the listeners to know that when you said we have authority and that we have to continue to stand on what God said, that the devil will come and he will try to destroy relationships. And no matter how it looks, we just have to stand, and that's what I'm doing. We have to stand, and like you said, keep standing. Because the Bible said he will send our daughters from the east. He will send our daughter, our sons from the west, even when they go astray, and no matter how it look. And once you have, as a mother, examined yourself and prayed and asked God, Lord, if I missed it or whatever I've done wrong, forgive me. But then you ask God to forgive you and cleanse you, and then you continue to stand, you know, until
right.
you get the blessings and that restoration come forth. It may not come overnight. It may not come within a week. But when you standing on the things of God, because like you just said, God's time is not our time. One day to him is maybe 1,000 years. So until you, that's when your faith come in, and that's when your trust come in, and you know God's going to do what he said he's going to do. He said our seed would be mighty upon the land for the upbuilding of his kingdom. The seed of our womb would be blessed and saved. And we just have to stand on that. I stand on that for my kids. It's not all sunshine with us. There's a lot of cloudy days, but still I stand, you know. And until God tell me otherwise, I'm moving in another direction, no matter what is said, no matter what is done, I stand, knowing
Amen.
That he's going to do what he said he's going to do.
Of course. And you know, he said, before my word fails, heaven and earth will pass away, so you don't have to worry about it. You know it's going to happen. See, that's the
it's
thing.
It's going to happen.
You know it's going to happen. You may not know when, but you know that it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. I know, and I thank God for that, because that's what keeps me going. And I'm just saying this as a partial testimony, if anybody's listening, you have to just trust God. I mean, you just have to. You have to forgive yourself because the Bible tells us there is no condemnation. God does not condemn us. That's Satan condemning you of anything that's negative, that brings on self-guilt. Once you have given it to God and stand on his word and move on in his way, what he tells you to do, like Angie said tonight, just a while ago, you're faithful. And you're persistent, and you're like Paul. Paul said, I press toward the mark of the high calling. So we as mothers, as parents, as a general, you have to press and continue on. You cannot go in a pity party. You cannot say, oh, Lord, when. You just have to press and trust God that he is a restorer, he is a rebuilder, and he's going to bring it to pass. No matter what the devil throw your way, no matter how they go astray, you got to trust God, like in everything else.
Yeah, and no. You know, that brings me to my mind. Yesterday we were shooting the television show. For the audience out there, we have Ask Dr. Bessie, so you want to keep your mind's open and your heart's ready for this, because God is moving. It's not a television show. It is God in action, in motion. The Holy Spirit moves, and what they do is capture that as I'm working with mothers and daughters. Yesterday we was with a young lady who was pregnant 9 times, carried the child 9 times. And lost each child. Now, she didn't give up. She stood. She said, I believed that I was going to be a mother, and I was not going to accept anything else. Now, can you imagine being pregnant 9 months, taking the baby all the way through. The ninth child lived for 4 hours. But she still stood. She said, I know if he did it for Sarah, he would do it for me. And she did
Amen.
Not give. She did not give up. I mean, when I heard the story, I knew we had to have that story. And on the 10th child, she had a daughter. And that daughter name was Sarah. And Sarah now is 21 years old. And Sarah was there. And Sarah decided she did not want to be on the air because, you know, that's just where she's at. She don't want, I don't want no pictures taken. I don't want to be on the air, you know. You know, and so I said, Lord, I said, now this is a story that's going to heal mothers that are waiting to be blessed with a child. But how do we tell the story, Lord, and not have the 10th child, the child that, she, you know, that was living? And I got up yesterday morning, and the Lord started speaking to me. And he said, this is what you say to her. Take her to the side, and you say this to her. And when I got there, she was like, I just can't do it. I don't mean no disrespect. I mean, absolutely gorgeous young lady. She doesn't even have a clue how gorgeous she is and how pretty she is, and a Christian woman. And I told her what the Lord said. And the next thing I saw was she was pulling her hair down, getting ready. And she told her mother, she said, Dr. Bessie is good. I said, no. The Lord told me to give you the message. But we were able to have her story as the 10th child that's still living today. But that mother was determined, I am going to be a mother. She was a part of a family that her mother had 9 children. And she could not see herself not being a mother. So that's, and I'm saying all of that to say this, no matter what you're going through, it goes back to what you just said, Janice, no matter what you're going through, you've got to believe God, and you've got to stand. I don't care what your time, it is not the time. You've got to stand. I've been doing this since 1999. I've been up, down, around, and about, want to give up, want to quit. And my daughter knows the story. But I keep doing mother and daughter because I know God said this is the last thing that you're going to do. When he told me in 1997, he said, I'm going to give you an assignment, and it will be your last assignment. Well, I got scared then because I thought, oh, Lord, am I going to die? I didn't know the magnitude of this assignment and how it was going to spread. So this is it. I do nothing but mothers and daughters. That is it. And people try to come in, Satan try to tell people, oh, well, don't you want to do sons? Or can't you? Well, what about the mother and son? You know, we do all of the blessings and the praying for them, but my focus is mothers and daughters, and that's all that I do. So when I get up on Saturday morning, it's a part of my journey. It's my last journey. And if I stop doing this, guess what? I may not even be here. So, you know, when God gives us something to do, like raising our daughters, we can't quit. We have authority over Satan, and we got to fight the battle, and we got to take it back just like David. David went and took that sheep right back out of the lion's mouth. No, you can't have it. That's mine. God gave him to me, and I have authority over it, and he took it back. So you have to go to Satan and say, you cannot have my daughter. I take her back. And then you got to stand. So just like Charlene, you got to stand. What a wonderful story. 9 babies. And she stood the test of time. And 13 years later, God gave her a son. So stand. She will come. Thank you, Janice.
Thank you.
All right, what an awesome topic today, restoration, the day before Mother's Day. All right, Cynthia, you have anything you want to say before we close? We have listeners here. I know they're listening. I see you out there. I know your hearts are hearing and feeling the stories this morning. I want to say happy Mother's Day to everybody out there. Thank you for listening. Go love your mother. When you get off the phone, call her. You know, dote on her. Dote on your daughters. Just make it a love relationship. Just have a date with your mother and daughter. Just start doing that and see how restoration will just fall into place. Cynthia, do you have anything you want to say?
Yeah, just wanted to wrap it up with this. And this came out of my devotion this morning. It says, when we decide to do what's right, God is in the business of changing man and woman by the mystery of righteousness, just simply doing what's right. God will change those hearts, mothers and daughters, for your relationship, for the restoration of relationship. Just love your mom despite. I went through a trying year last year. I lost all the mother figures that I had. I lost my mother-in-law, who was more like my mom than my own mom. And then I lost my mom, which I had the privilege of restoring that relationship. For the last 6 months of her life, I was there, and we were actually able to restore that relationship. I was taken from my mom when I was 17 months, and I actually got to lay in bed with my mom to restore and to bond with her as she was sick the last 6 months of her life. We would lie there. We would hold hands. We would laugh. My mom was a funny lady, and I would have never known that if I had just held on to the pain and self-pity and self-righteousness and thinking that, you know, she needs to come to me and all of this craziness and despite the failed attempts over the years. But I got to restore that relationship, and I got to bond with her those last 6 months of her life. So I am just grateful to you, Dr. Fletcher, that you challenged me to go see my mom when I did. And when I did, that was the start of something new. And we had that honest conversation. So I went back and I got those pieces. And if I had not been obedient to you, to your challenge, I would never have discovered the things that I discovered in the last 6 months of my mom's life and in the last 2 years of her life. And I just want to thank you for challenging me.
Oh, you're welcome. As God, you know, I only, I try to say only what God say. You know, I'm not Jesus. I'm not perfect. But when God speak to me and put something on my heart, I try my best to just go ahead and do it. Sometimes it's like, Lord, you want me to say that? Yeah. I'm like, okay. And I go and say it. But, you know, it's something to say, you know, you can't come back to the center till you go see your mom. You know, that's something to say to somebody who's volunteering. But, you know, it's like, you know, go see your mom. And I'm glad you took the challenge because your mother was one beautiful lady, another lady I fell in love with the moment I saw her. And it just did my heart good every time you say, when I mention your name, she just smiled in her last days when she was not smiling. And just to say, you mentioned my name, and she smiled. I was like, God, those are the pain that I get when people come out and say, you know, you said something that has changed my life. And I said, just thank God, because he gives me the message to give. And I am anointed to minister to mothers and daughters, and I thank God for choosing me. And, you know, haven't always done it right. I've done a lot of Bessie and a little bit of God, but now I'm on track, and I said, Lord, I'm doing all of you. I'm putting Bessie aside. She is gone. So y'all pray that I stay on track and that we keep going what we're going to keep going. As I know you were with me yesterday, and the wonderful work that God did yesterday, the world is opening up to us because the message has to go to mothers and daughters. It's time for change. It's time for restoration.
Happy Mother's Day out there, all you mothers.
And God will not accept anything else less than restoration. Happy Mother's Day from Cynthia and I and Janice and the whole crew, Sandra D., all the ambassador daughters, and all the mothers and daughters that are online here. I know you want to say Happy Mother's Day to all the other mothers. We love you. God bless you. Enjoy your day. Thank you, Cynthia. Thank you, Sam.
Welcome. Happy Mother's Day, moms.
All right.
And daughters.
Yes. Okay, bye-bye. And thank you, Dad.
Bye-bye. Love you. And happy Mother's Day to the mother of mothers and daughters.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Y'all have a blessed week.
Bye-bye. Love you.
Love you, too.